You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert flew to Iran for an academic conference in September 2018, and she's never left. She was arrested at the airport as she tried to leave the country. A lecturer in Islamic studies at Melbourne University, she was tried in secret last year and sentenced to 10 years in prison. But in letters published in The Guardian and Times newspapers, allegedly written by Ms. Moore-Gilbert and smuggled out of the jail, she maintains her innocence. One letter from the 23rd of August appears to be to her case manager.
Please accept this letter as an official and definitive rejection of your offer to me to work with the intelligence branch of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
The collection of 10 letters can't be verified, but appear to detail her life in Evin prison in Tehran.
I think I am in the midst of a serious psychological problem. I can no longer stand the pressures of living in this extremely restrictive detention ward anymore.
Former Australian Army intelligence officer turned middle-aged academic, Professor Clive Williams, says these letters were most likely released by the Iranian government, as the timing is convenient for the regime.
I think the Iranian government wants to keep pressure on Australia, so it's letting that kind of information leak out to keep more pressure on the Australian government to come to some sort of deal with Iran.
He says sanctions imposed by the United States and others are likely to be on Iran's wish list.
Well, Iran is hurting very much from sanctions, and Australia is also applying sanctions to Iran. So I suspect that what the Iranians would like most out of Australia is some lifting of sanctions.
A statement from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Ms. Moore-Gilbert's case is a high priority.
The Foreign Minister has raised the case with her Iranian counterpart, including as recently as their meeting on the 16th of January. While we continue to work towards her release, we are doing everything possible in relation to the conditions of her imprisonment.
A British Foreign Office statement indicates that they too have concerns.
We are extremely concerned about the welfare of British dual nationals detained in Iran. Prime Minister Boris Johnson raised concerns at a meeting on the 9th of January.
Amy Hall, SBS News.